Hey everyone, Amy Wood, and I'm with Jimena Herrera. We're at the coffee bar in Spartanburg, and as we're sitting here visiting and talking over coffee, I've come onto another wonderful story, and I wanted to talk a little bit about your background. You are from Argentina.
Yes, I am.
And so you were telling me the story of you moving here right before 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually came to the United States on September 8th, 2001, and that, you know, I actually arrived to New York, and my first plan was to stay there for a week and then go to St. Louis, where my husband was working, to meet him. And then, you know, plans changed, and so I did not stay that first week in New York.
Wow.
Because, you know, luckily, you know,
it would have been scary, yeah?
It would have been very scary. So I remember that Tuesday that, you know, I had no idea what was going on, you know, just being for the first, not for the first time, but for the first time, you know, all by myself. In this country and the towers, and I was freaking out.
And then the irony of it all is here Osama bin Laden is killed this week.
Yeah, and we just got the letter with my husband and I that we're this Friday we're taking our oath to become citizens. So to me it was so symbolic, you know, to start that way in such a sad way, you know, my staying here in this country, and then end it in such a, you know, significant way. I don't want to say happy because, you know, it's not a happy ending, I guess, but it's a very significant ending that they caught him and they, you know, put an end to that story, horrible story.
Absolutely. And so on Friday, you become an American citizen.
Yeah, in Charleston, we're taking the oath, and I guess we're going to celebrate the whole week.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, we're very excited about it.
Listen, it is interesting to put it in that context of arriving at 9/11, Osama bin Laden being killed, and then
10 years later.
10 years, you're a citizen.
You know that it's not a, you know, any number. It's a 10-year anniversary, and I started one way, and I'm, you know, this is a new era in my life. It's a new path, and I'm starting this new phase in such a symbolic way, some significant way. Like I said before, you know, I tell the story, and it gives me goosebumps.
It does.
And everybody, you know, all our friends, I was trying to explain my friends, because in Argentina, in Buenos Aires, some of my friends says, why do you do it? And because this is home now, you know, and I have friends here, I became part of the community, and, you know, this is home, and I have, you know, this is where my life is now.
Did 9/11 in some ways spark you to want to be part of America? I mean, there was so much patriotism then.
Well, I was a little, I was very scared at that time, mm-hmm. because I, you know, I did not know how people would react, and especially because I got all freaked out with, you know, I don't know, the color of my skin and the way I look. Are they going to think that I'm a, you know,
a terrorist? Yeah.
I had those crazy thoughts, and I was even scared of going out to the grocery store. You know, think, you know, the two first days that I just arrived.
Yes.
Thinking that I had everything planned, and all the plans changed in 2 days. I had job interviews that were canceled. I mean,
it was scary.
It was a mess. But then, you know, things started, you know, falling into place, and, you know, I started feeling more comfortable, and then, you know, people, I started connecting with people, and mm-hmm. that's what makes the difference.
Yes.
You know, when I start making those connections, and you get to know people, and people are being nice to you and trying to protect you, because
yes.
they know that you're, like, you know, living an adventure, and they want to make you feel good.
Yeah.
And that's what's been happening since then, and, you know, this is home.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing your story.
Sure.